Following an eclipse, I'm eager to share insights into some phenomena you might observe. Key among these is the ongoing fulfillment of divine prophecy. What exactly does this entail? Jesus outlined several markers to help us interpret the times we live in. It's common for people to focus intently on certain scriptural passages, like Luke 21 verse 25, which talks about celestial signs and earthly turmoil, hinting at the distress and confusion among nations alongside natural upheavals. While the April eclipse could certainly be seen as a celestial sign, it's crucial to remember that Jesus provided a comprehensive range of prophetic signs, not just one isolated indicator. In the grand tapestry of our lives, moments arrive that can only be likened to an eclipse. These are times when the light of our faith seems overshadowed by the myriad trials and tribulations we face. Just as the moon veils the sun during an eclipse, our spiritual light feels dimmed, obscured by the challenges before us. Yet, it is in the shadow of this spiritual eclipse that the most profound transformations occur, leading us to a renewed vision of God's grace. Consider for a moment the biblical account of Job, a man of unwavering faith, yet subjected to unimaginable suffering. His experience was a spiritual eclipse of the most profound kind. Job's world was plunged into darkness as he faced loss, pain, and isolation. However, it was through this darkness that the light of God's presence shone brightest, revealing a depth of faith and resilience that could only be forged in the crucible of trial. "But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold," Job declares in Job 23 verse 10. Here, the metaphor of an eclipse is vivid. Though enveloped in darkness, Job anticipates the revealing of a refined faith, as pure and brilliant as gold emerging from the fire. Similarly, the Apostle Paul speaks to us through his letters from the depths of his own eclipses. In 2 Corinthians 12 verses 9 to 10, he shares a divine revelation. "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Paul's thorn in the flesh, his personal eclipse, became the backdrop against which the power of Christ could shine most gloriously. It was in his acknowledgement of weakness that Paul's story illuminates the truth of God's strength. The beauty of an eclipse is not just in the shadow it casts, but in the anticipation of the light that follows. Jesus Christ himself, through his death and resurrection, is the ultimate testament to this truth. The cross, a symbol of suffering and defeat, became the prelude to the brightest dawn humanity has ever known, the resurrection. This pivotal event in history reminds us that the darkest moment precedes a glorious unveiling of God's power and love. In our journey, as we navigate the eclipses of our faith, we are invited to lean into these moments with hope and anticipation. For it is here, in the perceived absence of light, that our vision is recalibrated, enabling us to see the contours of God's grace in ways we never could in unshadowed daylight. The psalmist captures this beautifully in Psalm 30 verse 5, "Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning." Our spiritual eclipses are but temporal, serving to deepen our reliance on God, refine our faith, and expand our capacity to perceive His grace. As we embrace the eclipses we encounter, let us hold fast to the promise that what follows is a renewed vision of God's grace. A grace that shines all the brighter for having passed through the shadow. The challenges and trials we face are not mere obstacles but opportunities to witness the unveiling of God's power and love in our lives. In closing, let the words of Isaiah 40 verse 31 uplift and encourage you. "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." May we, like eagles, rise above the shadows of our eclipses, our eyes fixed on the horizon, awaiting the moment when God's grace is revealed in its fullness, brighter than the dawn. 1. Light beyond darkness. Indeed, The story of Job's restoration is a powerful testament to the principle of renewed faith and the multiplication of God's blessings after a period of profound darkness. Job 42 verses 10 to 17 not only concludes the narrative of a man who endured unimaginable suffering, but also encapsulates the essence of hope and faithfulness rewarded. Let's delve into the significance of Job's experience and how it parallels our spiritual journey, particularly after we've weathered the eclipses in our lives. After enduring loss, illness, and profound questioning from friends and even from within, Job's story reaches a pivotal moment of restoration. The scripture tells us, "And the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before." Job 42 verse 10. This moment is significant not only for the material and familial restoration that Job experiences, but also for the deepening of his understanding and relationship with God. Job's restoration is multifaceted. Materially, his fortunes are doubled, reflecting God's abundant provision. Familially, he is blessed with 10 more children, mirroring his previous count, symbolizing a restoration of joy and continuity. Spiritually, Job emerges with a refined faith, one that has been tested, questioned, and ultimately strengthened through direct dialogue with God. This narrative arc from loss to restoration embodies the journey many of us undertake through the spiritual eclipses we face. These periods of darkness, while challenging, are not punitive but transformative. They are divine orchestrations meant to deepen our faith, expand our understanding of God, and prepare us for a greater outpouring of blessings. Like Job, our response to these eclipses can pave the way for our own restoration. Job's humility, faithfulness, and perseverance, even in the absence of immediate answers, serve as a model for us. His willingness to pray for his friends, even when they had wronged him, highlights the power of forgiveness and intercession, aligning his heart with God's character. The principle of renewal and multiplication after a period of darkness is a recurring theme in Scripture. It reflects a divine pattern. After crucifixion comes resurrection. After night comes day. After winter comes spring. This pattern holds true in our spiritual lives as well. The eclipses we endure are not the end but a transition, a preparation for what God intends to do in and through us. In embracing this journey, let us hold on to the promise of renewed faith and multiplied blessings. Let's remember that the God who restored Job is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13 verse 8. He is faithful to complete the good work he has started in us. Philippians 1 verse 6. Turning our mourning into dancing. Psalm 30 verse 11. And leading us into a season of greater abundance and deeper relationship with him. As we emerge from the shadows, may our hearts echo Job's unwavering declaration. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand on the earth, Job 19 verse 25. In every eclipse, may we anticipate not just the return of light, but a horizon broadened by God's grace, a faith refined like gold, and a life richly blessed and restored beyond measure. Abraham's story, particularly his journey of faith, is one of the most compelling narratives of hope and trust in God found within the Scriptures. His experience, as recounted in Romans 4 verse 18, serves as a profound example for all who face the eclipses in their spiritual walk. Those moments when the fulfillment of God's promises seems as distant as the stars in the night sky. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, "So shall your offspring be." This passage reflects a pivotal moment in Abraham's life, showcasing his unwavering faith in the face of impossibility. Despite his advanced age and Sarah's barrenness, Abraham chose to believe in the promise of God that he would be the father of many nations. This belief was not rooted in naivete, but in a deep, resilient trust in God's character and his faithfulness. Abraham's hope was against all hope, a hope that defies logic and transcends human understanding. It is a reminder that the essence of biblical hope is not wishful thinking, but a confident expectation based on the character and promises of God. Abraham's story teaches us that hope strengthened in God is not deterred by the visible, the tangible, or the immediate. Instead, it is anchored in the eternal and the unchangeable. In the midst of our spiritual eclipses, when the promises of God seem veiled and distant, we are invited to lean into the same hope that sustained Abraham. It is in these moments that our faith is purified and our hope is strengthened, not because the circumstances are favorable, but because our trust is placed in the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not, Romans 4 verse 17. The narrative of Abraham's faith and hope goes beyond mere optimism. It is a testament to the transformative power of trusting in God's promises. His journey from calling to fulfillment was marked by waiting, mistakes, and learning, yet through it all, his faith in God's promise remained unwavering. This enduring hope was credited to him as righteousness, Romans 4 verse 22, not because of his actions, but because of his faith in the one who is faithful. For us, Abraham's story is an invitation to cultivate a hope that is robust, resilient, and rooted in the promises of God. It encourages us to look beyond our current circumstances, to trust in God's timing, and to believe in the fulfillment of his promises, even when they seem impossible. As we navigate the uncertainties and trials of our lives, let us be inspired by Abraham's example to strengthen our hope in God. Let us remember that our spiritual eclipses are temporary, and that, like Abraham, our faith and hope in God can lead us to witness the fulfillment of his promises in ways we could never imagine. In every season, may our hope be anchored in the truth of God's word, sustained by his unfailing love, and strengthened by the reminder that with God, all things are possible, Matthew 19 verse 26. Through our strengthened hope, may we too become testimonies of God's faithfulness, encouraging others to trust in his promises and await the dawn that follows every spiritual eclipse. 2. Clarity of purpose. David's confrontation with Goliath in 1 Samuel 17 is a vivid portrayal of courage fueled by faith, an epic moment that transcends time to speak directly to the heart of every believer facing their own giants. In the Valley of Elah, a young shepherd boy faced a warrior who stood over 9 feet tall, armed with nothing but a sling, a few stones, and an unshakable confidence in the God of Israel. This historical account is not just a tale of underdog triumph, but a powerful lesson on the courage to act underpinned by faith. David's decision to face Goliath was met with skepticism and doubt. King Saul himself doubted David's ability, emphasizing the youth's inexperience and the Philistine's prowess as a warrior from youth. Yet, David's response illuminates the source of his courage. "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." 1 Samuel 17 verse 37. David's courage was not born out of naivety or bravado, but was rooted in his past experiences of God's faithfulness and his unwavering belief in God's power to save. The courage to act, as demonstrated by David, involves stepping into the battlefield with faith in God's promise and protection. It's about recognizing that our battles belong to the Lord and that, in our obedience and trust, we become conduits of his power. David's victory over Goliath was not due to his skill with a sling or his agility, but was a testament to what God can do through a heart fully committed to him. As David declared before Goliath, "All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands." 1 Samuel 17 verse 47. This narrative invites us to reflect on the giants we face in our lives. Our Goliaths might not be physical giants, but situations, challenges, or fears that loom large, threatening to overshadow our faith. David's courage reminds us that faith in God equips us to confront our giants, not with fear, but with the assurance that God is with us. The story of David and Goliath also underscores the importance of preparation, spiritual insight, and the courage to act despite opposition. David's choice of weapon, a sling and stone, might have seemed inadequate in the eyes of many, but with God, it was more than enough. Our own acts of courage, inspired by faith, may not always conform to the expectations of others. Yet, when directed by God, they become powerful expressions of trust in His sovereignty and might. As we face our own battles, let us draw inspiration from David's story. May we approach our Goliaths not in our strength, but in the strength of the Lord. Let us be reminded that courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes, it's the quiet voice at the end of the day saying, "I will try again tomorrow." With God, each act of courage, each step of faith, brings us closer to witnessing the giants in our lives fall. Therefore, let us take up our slings and stones, armed with faith, and step into the battlefield, knowing that with God, victory is not just a possibility, it is a certainty. In every act of courage, may our lives echo David's testament of faith, demonstrating the power of God to a world in desperate need of hope and light. 3. Fruits of the Spirit. Embarking on a journey through these virtues illuminated by biblical narratives offers profound insights into the essence of Christian living. Each story not only embodies a particular virtue, but also serves as a guiding light for how we can incorporate these values into our lives today. Love, the Good Samaritan's action, Luke 10 verses 25 to 37. In the parable of the Good Samaritan, Jesus overturns societal prejudices and norms to redefine the essence of neighborly love. The Samaritan's actions, caring for an injured man whom society had marginalized, exemplify unconditional love. This narrative challenges us to extend love beyond the confines of our comfort zones and societal boundaries, embodying Christ's love for everyone, irrespective of background or belief. Joy. Paul and Silas praising God in prison, Acts 16 verse 25. The image of Paul and Silas, shackled in a prison cell yet singing praises to God, is a powerful testament to the joy of the Lord as our strength. Their joy wasn't contingent on circumstances, but flowed from a deep relationship with God. This account invites us to discover joy not as a fleeting emotion, but as a state of being rooted in faith, even in the midst of trials. Peace. Jesus calming the storm, Mark 4 verse 39. When Jesus calmed the storm with words of peace, He revealed His authority over chaos and fear. This moment teaches us that peace comes not from the absence of turmoil, but from the presence of Christ within us. In life's storms, we are reminded to turn to Him, who commands peace with power and love. Patience. The patience of Job, James 5 verse 11, Job's ordeal and his steadfastness amidst profound suffering are emblematic of divine patience. This narrative encourages us to persevere through trials with a heart anchored in God, trusting in His timing and purposes, even when they remain beyond our understanding. Kindness. Boaz's kindness to Ruth, Ruth 2. Boaz's generosity to Ruth, a foreign widow, highlights the virtue of kindness as an expression of God's love. His actions reflect a commitment to kindness that transcends social expectations, reminding us that our acts of kindness can be powerful testimonies of God's love and provision. Goodness. Dorcas' acts of charity, Acts 9 verses 36 to 42. Dorcas, known for her good works and acts of charity, exemplifies a life characterized by goodness. Her life story encourages us to live in a way that not only speaks of faith, but also acts upon it, showing God's love through tangible acts of kindness and generosity. Faithfulness. Abraham's faith, Hebrews 11 verses 8 to 12. Abraham's journey, marked by steps of faith into the unknown, epitomizes faithfulness. His life encourages us to trust in God's promises and follow Him. Even when the path is not clear, demonstrating that faithfulness is not just about believing in God, but living in accordance with that belief. Gentleness. Jesus with the woman caught in adultery, John 8 verses 1 to 11. Jesus' response to the woman caught in adultery showcases gentleness and compassion in the face of judgment and condemnation. This encounter teaches us to approach others with grace and understanding, reflecting Jesus' heart in our interactions. Self-control. Joseph resisting Potiphar's wife, Genesis 39 verses 6 to 12. Joseph's refusal of Potiphar's wife's advances, despite the potential consequences, is a testament to self-control. His story serves as a reminder that self-control is a cornerstone of integrity and faithfulness to God's standards, even in challenging situations. Each of these narratives offers timeless wisdom on living out the virtues that reflect the character of Christ. By weaving these principles into the fabric of our daily lives, we become beacons of God's love, transforming our surroundings with the light of His grace and truth. 4. Living in victory. The narrative of Naaman's healing in 2 Kings 5 is a powerful testimony to God's willingness to bring healing and restoration to those who humbly seek Him. Naaman, a mighty commander afflicted with leprosy, sought healing from the prophet Elisha after hearing of God's miraculous power. His journey of healing encompasses humility, obedience, and ultimately, profound transformation. Naaman's initial reaction to Elisha's instruction was one of skepticism and pride. He expected grand gestures and elaborate rituals, yet Elisha's command was simple: "Go, wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored and you will be cleansed," 2 Kings 5 verse 10. Naaman's pride initially hindered him from accepting this humble path to healing. However, through the persuasion of his servants, Naaman chose to obey, demonstrating a willingness to humble himself before God's appointed means of restoration. As Naaman immersed himself in the waters of the Jordan River as instructed, he experienced a miraculous transformation. His flesh was restored like that of a young boy, and he was cleansed of his leprosy. This physical healing serves as a metaphor for the spiritual restoration that occurs when we submit ourselves to God's healing touch. It reflects the promise found in Isaiah 53 verse 5, "But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed." Naaman's healing is not only a testament to God's power, but also to his grace and mercy. Despite Naaman's initial resistance and pride, God extended his healing touch in response to humble obedience. This narrative underscores the truth that God's healing and restoration are available to all who come to him with contrite hearts and willing spirits. Moreover, Naaman's story illustrates God's heart for all people, regardless of nationality or status. Naaman, a foreigner and commander of the enemy army, experienced God's healing touch, a testament to God's desire to extend His grace to all humanity. This echoes the words of 2 Peter 3 verse 9. "The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." The healing of Naaman is a powerful narrative of God's willingness to bring healing and restoration to those who humbly seek Him. It teaches us the importance of humility, obedience, and faith in experiencing God's miraculous touch in our lives. Just as Naaman emerged from the waters of the Jordan cleansed and restored, may we also find healing and restoration in God's loving embrace as we surrender ourselves to His will and trust in His promises. Today, let's analyze the deep secrets after this eclipse. What every Christian should know, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. The promise of eternal life in Christ, as articulated in John 3 verse 36, is a cornerstone of the Christian faith. a promise that transcends temporal existence and offers hope beyond the limitations of this world. This profound declaration by Jesus himself encapsulates the essence of salvation and the eternal inheritance that awaits those who believe in him. John 3 verse 36 states, "Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them." In these words, Jesus invites humanity into a relationship of faith and trust, promising not only the forgiveness of sins, but also the gift of eternal life. This promise is not contingent upon our own merits or works, but is freely given to all who embrace Christ as Savior and Lord. The concept of eternal life in Christ extends far beyond mere existence beyond the grave. It encompasses the fullness of life in communion with God, an abundant life marked by joy, peace, and fulfillment in His presence. It is a life liberated from the bondage of sin and death, characterized by the assurance of God's unfailing love and the hope of everlasting fellowship with Him. This promise of eternal life offers profound comfort and assurance, especially in the face of life's uncertainties and the inevitability of physical death. It reassures believers that death is not the end, but a transition to a glorious eternity in the presence of God. As Jesus proclaimed in John 11 verses 25 to 26, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die." Do you believe this? The promise of eternal life also underscores the urgency of faith and the importance of decision-making in response to the gospel message. As John 3 verse 36 emphasizes, belief in Christ is the decisive factor in determining one's eternal destiny. It invites each person to consider the gravity of this choice and to respond with faith and repentance, knowing that in Christ, there is the assurance of eternal life. Furthermore, the promise of eternal life in Christ serves as a beacon of hope and encouragement for believers as they navigate the challenges of life on earth. It reminds them that their ultimate citizenship is in heaven, Philippians 3 verse 20, and that their present trials are but temporary in light of the eternal glory that awaits them, 2 Corinthians 4 verses 17 to 18. The promise of eternal life in Christ is a foundational truth that lies at the heart of the Christian gospel. It is a promise of salvation, hope, and everlasting fellowship with God for all who believe in His Son. May this promise inspire faith, perseverance, and joyful anticipation as believers journey through this life, looking forward to the glorious eternity that awaits them in Christ Jesus.